Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Now is the time to move forward with confirming the nominee as the U.S. ambassador to Israel. There's so much at stake with regards to our relationship and future of the United States with Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I was just, Matt, in Washington, D.C. with some other Christian leaders from around the country, and we had the privilege to be able to meet the nominee for the ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. He is a delightful individual. His father is a rabbi. His father is now deceased. Ronald Reagan actually spoke at his father's synagogue when he was president of the United States or running for president of the United States. And this individual is a citizen of the United States. He's a citizen also of Israel, and many Jews make aliyah to become a citizen of Israel, and they have dual citizenship. He is one of those. He loves America. He lives in America, and he also loves Israel, and he knows a lot about both. And so he is the ideal person. I was so impressed with what I had read about him, and even more impressed having met this delightful individual.
Well, his nomination is just another example, in my opinion, as to how, perhaps next to Ronald Reagan, how Donald Trump is the most friendly and allied United States president with Israel. Donald Trump, during the campaign, pledged to rightfully move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the actual capital of Israel. And it's highly controversial because, of course, Islamists from around the world have threatened violence and so forth. But when you contrast President Trump with President Obama, who was hostile to Israel and sympathetic toward Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, and other Islamist terrorist groups, for his appointment of this man, who's one of his main missions is to work on moving the embassy to Jerusalem, it's very encouraging, and I know that he is going to do a fabulous job.
And, you know, one of the things that I had mentioned, I was able to ask the question to him and I spoke to him afterward. But one of the things that I think is very clear that we need to do is we have to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Why? Because Donald Trump has made that as a personal statement. He has pledged that. In fact, we were part of a number of pro-Israel organizations that sent him a letter to pledge various kinds of support to Israel, pushing back on the Iranian deal. And also, by the way, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And he signed that before the election, the week before the election. He signed it. He's publicly come out and stated it. The ambassador nominee is in favor of it. Now, and Bibi Netanyahu's now said that he's in favor of it. I think if we don't move it, that will be seen among the radical Islamic nations and factions as a sign of weakness of the United States.
A capitulation, yeah.
Yeah, and that will embolden them. Some people say, well, if you move it, it's going to irritate them, it's going to cause conflict. Listen, we've had conflict over there since 1948. Back in 1948, Israel was offered part of the land of Israel. The Palestinian people were offered part of the land. Israel said yes. The Palestinians said no. If there's any Jews here, we don't want any of it because we don't want any Jews at all in the land. So the two-state solution was offered at the very get-go in 48. They rejected it. They want to eliminate Israel. Conflict has been going on since then. Do you think by not moving the embassy, you're going to have any less conflict?
No,
no
way.
You need to stand strong against terrorists. In fact, it's, I think, a moral obligation of our country to recognize Israel and to recognize the capital of Israel. The Israeli government, which is in control, which rightfully has access and possession of that land, that government recognizes Jerusalem as the capital. We must do so as well. Plus, history, 3,000 years ago, going back to David, King David, that has been the capital of Israel from that time on. This is the undivided eternal capital of Israel, Jerusalem, and we need to act accordingly.
So after you met with David Freeman, Matt, do you really think that he will work well with the president in pushing this forward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a friend of the president. That's why President Trump selected him. He's known him for some time. He is very articulate on these issues of moving the embassy, also on the so-called two-state solution. Listen, we have, as the United States of America, tried to push a so-called two-state solution on Israel. President Johnson did this back in 1967 when we had the 67 war. Israel was attacked by all sides, and they pushed back, and they ultimately were able to push the Syrians back over the Golan Heights, the Egyptians back, the Jordanians back, and they survived amazingly the 67 war. From that time on, 50 years, because this is the 50th year since 1967, the United States has tried to impose on Israel a so-called land for peace policy. Give over land, then you'll have peace. Well, that works well in maybe the Western thought, but it doesn't work well when people don't recognize that you even have the right to exist.
That's the point, yeah, I was going to make, Matt. This was, they were operating from a defensive posture. They were attacked and retook land that Israel had previously owned for thousands of years, retook land that they had to have to even be able to adequately defend themselves. And they call that an occupation. This is Israeli land.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, there is a great two-hour documentary on, you can just Google it, 6 days in June. Just Google 6 days in June. And there's a documentary, 2 hours. It's on YouTube, so you can watch it free. It's about the 67 war. It is very, very good. I encourage anyone to watch that documentary. Just Google it and watch it. Put it on your computer, your screen, whatever. Take a look at it. It gives you the foundation of this whole issue in the conflict. It gives you what Israel was up against. So we have not been able to have land for peace work because we gave over control of Gaza to the Palestinian Authority. Now we have Hamas there. The Palestinian Authority got run out there over in Ramallah. So there is no partner with peace to be able to negotiate with? Do you talk to the Hamas terrorist authority in government in Gaza or to the Palestinian terrorist in Ramallah? There is no point person. It's no longer safe to go into places like Bethlehem. You know, Christians are being run out of Bethlehem. Jews can't go into Bethlehem without having their lives in jeopardy. There's a sign as you enter Bethlehem, some of these other places like Jericho. No Jews, you know, warning to Jews to stay out. Giving over land for peace just hasn't worked with people who don't recognize your right to exist and want to literally destroy you.
And that includes our previous administration trying to give money to Palestine, millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, at the 11th hour, actually, I think 2 hours or so before he was going to no longer be president, Obama tried to send $221 million to the Palestinian Authority.
Trump nipped that in the Donald Trump nipped that in the bud. Yeah, he stopped it, right?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, again, you know, there's a big controversy over moving the U.S. embassy into Jerusalem, and that is somehow going to cause violence among Islamists and the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. Again, that doesn't make any sense logically. They have already declared that they are going to wipe Jews from the face of the earth. They have already for decades been targeting innocent Israeli citizens, women, children, blowing them up in pizzerias and in buses and firing missiles into the city to try to target innocent Israeli citizens. So the violence is going to happen because they say you don't even have a right to exist. So for them to move the U.S. embassy to the rightful capital of Israel, Jerusalem, it's silly to say that, well, we can't do that because that's going to cause violence. The violence has been occurring for decades and there's no sign that it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, and I think you just have to make a stand. I mean, this, I think, to not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, when Israel recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, is anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. I mean, why else would you not do it? It's anti-Semitic. We need to move forward with this, but we also need to move forward as soon as these confirmation hearings begin with supporting David Freeman as the U.S. ambassador to Israel. He is a great selection by President Donald Trump, and I would encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a number of sources for you to be able to plug into and stay informed. LC.org is our main website, and from there you can go to Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org. That's an education and advocacy ministry, and you can sign up for our emails. We have a very active group of people on our email list, and you can do that by going to lc.org, and at the bottom where it talks about signing up for emails, you can click on that. You can click on other ministries such as Covenant Journey, taking college students to Israel for a life-changing experience. It's time for us, and we have the opportunity to stand with Israel. I encourage you to join us.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.